Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 29th of October, and I'm recording this time with no good excuses, slightly later than usual. It is 10:07 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, now a mixed day of fortunes, certainly for stock markets. Mind you, they roared higher yesterday in Europe and also in the Americas, but that didn't lift the Asian Pacific markets all that much here today. Japan was a fraction higher. China A shares a third of a percentage point higher, and the Hong Kong indices were weaker. And that's just about it for the rest of Asia Pacific. They were all down, and some of the bigger ones, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, big one, that's down 2.97% in here today. Taiwan down 1.1%. So nervousness, I'd say, in these markets here. And we've got Australia, that's down 1.28%. So again, just a generally soft day in the Asia Pacific region. Now, what about Europe? Well, Switzerland had a modest gain, less than a third of a percent, but the others were all a little bit lower. Not in a significant way. The, for instance, Germany is down 31 points. It was less than a third of a percentage point overall, a quarter of a percentage point lower for the Euro Stoxx 50. But So some light, put it this way, some light profit taking evident in these European stock markets. And we could say the same about Wall Street. It paired losses, but to end with the Dow down a very small fraction, a little over a tenth of a percent. The S&P was almost a break even. And the NASDAQ Composite Index down a little over a third of a percentage point. So not much going on there. Same is true for Canada, down half a percent. Mexico, a quarter of a percent. Brazil was weaker, though, 2.38%. I was checking on the news trying to find out what that was about, but I hadn't been able to come up with anything so far before starting the audio. I just hoped that it wasn't any political developments there, and I don't think it is. Okay, now what else here? What was really quite interesting here? You know the odds have shifted in favor of the Fed raising interest rates in December, and I wrote about that yesterday. There was a lot in the news on that yesterday, and the strength of the U.S. economy can certainly justify that. A point I've been making here in my copy tonight is that you get your first interest rate hike coming in 9 years. That's going to or the approach of that hike will inevitably make investors a little bit cautious. I don't think anything serious in the stock market, but we can have some minor swings. But bond markets, I do feel, and I've said this on so many occasions, bond markets have had this 35-year plus secular bull market, and on a total return basis, until the last couple of days, people were still doing reasonably well. But we have seen those yields push higher in here right now, and I really regard the government bond markets as bubbles. There are a lot of people in there who just sort of automatically buy a percentage for whatever university or corporation fund that they're actually running. And if interest rates and those people are going to be they could be forgiven for being a little bit complacent because they haven't seen anything like the volatility of the stock market, and they have mostly made money on a certainly on a medium-term basis. They've definitely continued to make money, but those yields are pushing up now, and I don't think you want to be too long bonds if the Fed is hiking rates. So what happened here today? The U.S. 10-year 2.17, 2.17. Now that doesn't look like a lot on the long-term charts, that's for sure. But if you look at a weekly chart of the U.S. Treasuries, and I'm posting, I'll be posting another one here tonight, that you'll see that it looks basey. It's a choppy, choppy action. It looks like one of those. If you took the chart seminar, it looks like one of those type three ranging time and size formations over the period of several years, and it does take. I think yields fairly lengthy time to bottom out overall, but I think that's underway, and I'd be careful there. It's a warning I've given over the last few years, and people will say, "Well, no, no thanks, David. I want to hold on to my positions here," but I think they're on a you know I think it's a long, slow fuse. But it does continue to burn. Okay, 1461 for the VIX index. That's up just a fraction here today. What else happened? The US dollar index, which had a big upward dynamic yesterday, it's given up a little of that in here today. I haven't seen any significant moves in the currencies, although the Indian rupee, which had been quite strong overall, pretty much matching the dollar, but that gave up a little bit of ground in here today. Not much else going on here. And for instance, the euro is up just a tiny fraction, 1.0986 against the dollar. Sterling, similar situation, up a tiny fraction, 1.5313 against the dollar. Now, in precious metals, though, we did see definitely a weaker tone. Palladium's down to 673. Silver fell very sharply, and remember yesterday, if you were following silver, it broke up out of a trading range and looked reasonably positive, except it was overbought in the short term. Well, it gave the whole thing up and more, fell about 75 cents in here today. So the silver is back to spot silver is back to $15.57 as I speak. And platinum also lower, 19, I beg your pardon, $993, and gold bullion, $1,147. So some definite weakness there. And the industrial metals were weaker pretty much across the boards here today. The copper market fell sharply. I think it was just over 4 cents down to 232.15. And grains and beans mixed in here. No big moves there that I can see. So it was mostly metals that had the had the bigger hits. Crude oil. I don't want to forget that. Down very slightly here today. That had a big upward dynamic yesterday, but the Brent here as I speak is at 48.80, still trading after hours here. That's down 25 cents. And the WTI is down 39 cents at 45.67. And roll on Friday. All the best to all of you.